Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States publicly accusing Russia of launching a series of cyber attacks aimed at undermining the upcoming U.S. election, though senior administration officials are stopping short of calling the intrusion an act of cyber war. In a statement, the U.S. said it is confident Russia directed the hacks of the Democratic National Committee last summer, leaking thousands of emails that embarrassed the party in the days leading up to its national convention. A Kremlin spokesperson denied the allegations, telling Russian state media they are rubbish and nonsense. Russia is warning of serious legal consequences arising from U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's comment that Moscow and Damascus should be investigated as a result of their airstrikes on civilian targets in Syria.
These are acts that beg for an appropriate investigation of war crimes.
At the State Department, U.S. officials sought to play down Mr. Kerry's remark as nothing new. Secretary used similar terms at the United Nations last month when he denounced Russian and Syrian aerial bombings of hospitals and children as flagrant violations of international law. President Obama has lifted sanctions on Myanmar, saying the country has made substantial advances to promote democracy. Pledged last month he would lift the sanctions during a visit to the White House by Myanmar's de facto civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Since elections last November that resulted in her party winning a majority of seats in parliament, Mr. Obama says the situation in Myanmar has been significantly altered with greater freedom for the population. This is VOA News. Bangladeshi forces killed four suspected Islamist extremists during raids happened near the capital Dhaka today. It's part of the latest clashes in the country's ongoing crackdown on militants. Police have conducted a series of raids on suspected militant hideouts since extremists stormed a Dhaka cafe in July, slaughtered 22 mostly foreign hostages. The elite Rapid Action Battalion launched two separate operations today after being tipped off about the presence of Islamic extremists in a building just outside of Dhaka. Hurricane Matthew has killed nearly 900 people in Haiti, left tens of thousands of people there homeless. Haiti had never completely recovered from a devastating earthquake in 2010. The Haitian town of Jeremy, with a population of 30,000, is completely destroyed. Drew Garrison is a Haiti-based missionary with the group Mission of Hope.
The closer we got to Jeremy, the further from Port-au-Prince. It was just complete devastation. Anything that was not concrete was flattened. The palm trees were bent over in half or completely ripped of their leaves. There were several little fishing villages that just looked desolate.
Matthew is now moving northward just off the eastern U.S. coast, causing mass evacuations from Florida to North Carolina. The storm has maximum sustained winds of 165 kilometers per hour and rainfall predicted from 20 to 38 centimeters. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump apologized in a video released early today for making lewd remarks about women in 2005 that surfaced in a video on Friday.
I have gotten to know the great people of our country, and I've been humbled by the faith they placed in me. I pledge to be a better man tomorrow and will never, ever let you down.
Republican Party officials have condemned Trump's remarks on the 2005 video, and some have withdrawn their support. Trump's main opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton, called the statements horrific and tweeted, "We cannot allow this man to become president." Meantime, WikiLeaks has released a pile of emails from Clinton. The emails released Friday include transcripts of her speeches to Wall Street firms. Clinton is reported to have said both public and private positions are needed on policy issues. Rance Priebus, the Republican National Committee chair, said it is a statement the emails reveal the persona Hillary Clinton has adopted for her campaign is complete and utter fraud. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.